72, David and Annetta Finelli, Shouther Road 341B, east of Pool Court, being lot 226 within Dogwood Acre Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot and a variance from rear yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Dave Finelli, 1997 Mill Road, Boothwyn, Pennsylvania.
I'm Holly Burns, representing Beach Homes at 20331 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis.
Can you swear you both in, Mr. Finelli? You swear a testimony you're about to give, sure, correct, best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Holly Burns, and I work for Beach Homes, and I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Finelli tonight. They bought property, lot 226 in Dogwood Acres Development, and we are trying to get a six-foot variance on the I'm not sure if you have in front of you the lot layout, but you can, if you do, you can see it's kind of a tricky lot to build on. Mm-hmm. And what we'd like to do, their home actually faces Pepper Creek Road, which is Route 341B. And Mr. and Mrs. Finelli would like to build a 12-foot wide front porch on the front of their home. And again, it's kind of a tricky lot to build on, so we're hoping that this will work. Originally, they did have a single-wide trailer when they originally bought the property that they removed that was actually not even in the setbacks of the setbacks that are here today. But because this is a tricky lot, we actually had a couple different people from the county give us different setbacks. So I kind of got screwed up when doing this, and I apologize. But if I had known there was a 15-foot setback off of the side yard, which is lot 219, I would have moved the home back another 5 feet. That would have been giving us our enough room for our front porch there. But that's my fault.
So was the porch, when you were here before, was the porch planned to be built?
Yes.
It was?
Mm-hmm. I gave you four copies of the print in November, when I was here in November. I have a rough, small copy of it.
According to the minutes from the last hearing that you attended, I believe the proposed dwelling was 26 by 50, and according to the diagram that I'm looking at, the survey, it's 31.8 by 50. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So you actually made the house larger than you intended to start with?
The home, yes, is 31 and a half feet wide, and that's what we got the building permit on, is the 32 by 50.
But what I'm trying to say is the in the proceedings from the previous Board of Adjustment hearing,
it's encroaching an additional 5 feet.
Okay. So yeah. You changed your plans from the time of that hearing to now?
From the 28 to 30, yes.
Okay, so we got a 5 foot encroachment. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Whitman, any further questions? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9472 because it is on a lot that has a cul-de-sac taking up a great deal of the front part of the lot, the side part of the lot. I don't think it would affect the central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe. The second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9472. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.